Owen, Greensboro has sunk a lot of money recently into renovating the Greensboro Coliseum complex. Could you describe how much they've spent and on what?
Well, this is really the start of what is a $24 million multiple-phase project. And they are starting with a focus on the main arena itself. In this first phase, they replaced about 9,000 seats, formerly plastic seats, with wider cushioned seats. They also carved out part of the upper level and basically removed that first row of seats in the upper level to create better sight lines and improve some visibility. They've installed a new high-definition scoreboard in the center of the arena and made a bunch of other additions that add some amenities and some gathering spaces, some luxury suites, those types of higher-end amenities that newer arenas might have. So it really is sort of an overhaul of a facility that has some age to it, but helps keep it competitive with some of the newer facilities.
So why is Greensboro investing all this money right now?
Well, I think a lot of it is to remain competitive as newer facilities come online. Part of what the focus was with this first phase and what will be the second phase of renovations is specifically to make it appealing as a future tournament site for the ACC men's basketball and women's basketball tournaments. The Greensboro Coliseum has hosted those tournaments most frequently. I think in the 60-year history of the tournament, they've hosted it 24 times. And they are beginning a three-year stretch with the tournament this week. And so what a lot of these improvements are designed to do is to make an impression upon the officials at other ACC schools that will be deciding where the tournament is held in the future. Right now, the ACC hasn't selected sites for the tournaments from 2016 through 2021, although they opened that up for bids last year. And the ACC is continuing to expand. In the next 2 years, it will expand to 15 teams and expand geographically as well. Syracuse University, University of Pittsburgh, University of Louisville, and Notre Dame will all join the conference in the next couple of years. It sort of brings Madison Square Garden and the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn. It sort of makes those as viable venues for the ACC tournament in the future, and so Greensboro really is investing in some of these upgrades so that they can compete against those larger, higher-profile venues.
We've really been talking a lot about sports, but what other kinds of attractions will this sort of expansion and investment attract to the Coliseum?
Well, a lot of the basic upgrades, such as the new scoreboard and video board, more comfortable, more spacious seats, you know, those are going to benefit a wide variety of events. And the Coliseum still remains pretty competitive for large musical events. Cirque du Soleil is going to be performing later this year. The circus was through town and, of course, was at the Coliseum last year while some of these renovations were going on. That was part of the challenge, is sort of navigating a full schedule at the Coliseum as you're trying to undertake major construction projects. But while that renovation was underway, The Who, Carrie Underwood, some big-name musical acts also came to town. So the Coliseum really has a pretty broad variety of events that it's able to attract, and some of these basic upgrades are going to apply to a full range of events, not just sporting events.
Owen, you said that they've completed phase one of the renovation. What is yet to come, and when will all of this be completed?
Well, phase two will start later on this year, and they will continue replacing seats. They're also expanding the upper level concourse to really make the flow of visitors to the Coliseum, make that a little easier, and relocating concessions and restrooms within the upper level there. It really is more upgrades and renovations to make it more comfortable for folks that visit the Coliseum, and also just give it a fresher look as well. You know, one of the things they're doing, they have a new scoreboard. What they did with the old scoreboard is they took those big video screens. They're going to put those in each of the four corners of the Coliseum along that concourse, so where the concessions areas will be located, so that folks that go to grab a hot dog or a soda or something will be able to see what the action is inside the arena. So those types of amenities that really are designed to make the visitor have a better experience and enhance their experience while they're there.
Well, I'm looking forward to my next visit to actually see what all these look like.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much, Owen.
All right. Thank you.